You're listening to SBS News.
Ashleigh Barty has continued her tennis successes, becoming the first Australian woman to reach the fourth round at Wimbledon since 2010. She defeated the United Kingdom's Harriet Dart in straight sets to progress to the round of 16 at the All England Club for the first time. Barty says she's pleased she was able to come away with a 6-1, 6-1 win.
It's always nice to have quick matches, and I think it's nice to know that I can go in and execute and get my job done. But in saying that as well, a lot of my matches haven't been as easy as the scoreline suggests. I think there have been some really tricky moments.
Fellow Australian John Millman was denied progression after losing to Sam Querrey of the United States. But champions Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal progressed with straight sets victories over French opponents. At the Cricket World Cup, Australia was just edged out by South Africa, falling just 10 runs short in the competition's final group game. It was a day of mixed reactions as David Warner struck his third century of the tournament, while Usman Khawaja bravely returned to bat after earlier retiring hurt in a dramatic run chase. Australia will now face the hosts third-placed England in the semi-finals on Thursday, and it's a task Captain Aaron Finch believes the side is ready for.
I think playing well against England at Lords a couple of weeks ago obviously will give us some good confidence going into that game. There's been a lot of build up to the World Cup, and especially getting towards the pointy end, England have been in really good form recently, so again we're going to have to be at our absolute best to win that, but it's just going to be exciting. Any time Australia plays England, it's exciting.
Earlier, India defeated Sri Lanka to become group winners, which means the side will now face fourth-placed New Zealand in the semi-finals on Tuesday. Staying at international level sport and in the football, Argentina's captain Lionel Messi has been shown the second red card of his career during his side's 2-1 third place playoff win over Chile at the Copa American tournament. The red card followed a clash with Gary Medel, which also saw the Chile player dismissed. Messi decided to boycott the medal ceremony to protest the refereeing and what he says is corruption by the officials. Argentina's head coach Lionel Scaloni says he's disappointed with the referee's decision to give Messi his first red card in 14 years.
It's not a good feeling, to be honest. I don't want to think badly, but their logic does not convince us or the Chileans. There were many bad choices, and we were the ones who were hit hardest. Or I think we would be talking about another situation today.
It's been a busy time in France, with the country playing host to the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup. Sweden defeated England 2-1 to take third place in the tournament, with the second and first place takers yet to be decided. But as the event draws to a close, the Tour de France cycling event is just getting started. And it was a chaotic first day, with defending champion Geraint Thomas caught in a crash that saw sprinter Dylan Groenewegen for Team Jumbo-Visma out of the stage. Australia's Caleb Ewan for Team Lotto-Soudal escaped the mayhem, finishing third, while another Australian and Team Sunweb's Michael Matthews finished sixth. Luckily for Team Jumbo-Visma, Dutch cyclist Mike Tonessen was the first to cross the line, but only by centimetres to Peter Sagan. Tonessen says he's excited to have claimed the leader's yellow jersey.
I saw everyone dying in the last metres, and then even Sagan I was catching up on, and I just take him on the line, and like I said, it's just beyond imagining. It's unbelievable.
In domestic sport, it's been a weekend of upsets in the AFL, with second place Collingwood losing by 4 points to Hawthorn, and the Western Bulldogs recording a 16-point win over first place holders Geelong. Port Adelaide defeated Adelaide by 57 points in the South Australian showdown, while West Coast also recorded a thumping 122-31-point win over fellow Western Australian side Fremantle to move to second on the ladder. To round out round 16, Brisbane defeated fourth place Greater Western Sydney at the Giants' home ground to take fourth spot and move the Giants to fifth on the ladder. Elsewhere and in the second-tier Victorian Football League, North Melbourne star Majak Dawe returned to playing the game following months of intensive rehab for injuries sustained in an incident near Melbourne's Balti Bridge last year. North Melbourne VFL coach David Loader says he's hopeful Dawe will make an eventual return to the AFL.
Yeah, super exciting having him back, and you know, it was a great day for the club and for the boys and for Madge himself, so really pleased to have him back in the fold. At this stage, it's just Madge is back playing, and we're happy with that, and we'll see how he pulls up and take it from there.
It was a relatively quiet weekend in the NRL due to byes heading into Wednesday's State of Origin decider, but it was still exciting as the Brisbane Broncos, filled with inexperienced players, recorded a dramatic 24-22 win over the Cronulla Sharks. The Broncos ended a three-match losing streak and increased the Sharks' run of defeats to three. The New Zealand Warriors also recorded a comeback win over a depleted Newcastle Knights side. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.